Father, we thank you so much for Christmas Day and the real meaning of that day and what's happened. Please will you guide us in our thoughts as we look at these passages and their implications together. Amen. Question for you, why do we give presents at Christmas? I would suggest this, I think, it's because it's based on the Magi, these wise men who came from far away in the East to see Jesus, when they gave presents to Jesus when he was born. But that was a long while ago, and I think some of us here would be more interested in the presents that we got today. So I'm going to need some help, some interaction, asking about presents. General question for you. What have you had today? What presents have you had? Have you had your presents yet, or do you have to wait till you get home and open them then? Barbara's nodding her head. Cool. Couldn't wait that long. Jonathan's on. Raise his microphone is on. Right, thank you. Good. Has anyone, I'll be honest here, has anyone been excited by the presents they have received? I know Sue is thrilled by the book she bought. I bought her. Absolutely thrilled. She's longing to tell you that. Anyone else been thrilled by what they've got? Go on, someone has been. Apparently Jake is.
Is that right? Can you hear me on this? Right, Jake, you need to be honest and you need to bear in mind what might happen next Christmas if you get this answer wrong. Have you been excited by the presents that you've got? Who knows the price of your book? Have you got any presents?
Yeah.
Anything any good?
Family are coming around tomorrow, so we'll find out. Right. So a few people have been excited by the presents they've got. Has anyone received a present that they needed rather than what they wanted? I mean, for example, has anyone had a set of screwdrivers or a drill or a ladder to do the DIY that they promised their spouse, shall we say, 6 months ago? Anyone stuff they actually needed but weren't really asking for? No? No. Oh, hang on. You've got a scrubbing brush. Really? Right, oh, how nice, how nice. Fun? Oh, Allen keys, right. Right, what a weird bunch we got here today. Has anyone been given a pullover that's the next size up because they put on weight over the year? Look at the rod here. No. Right, okay. Next question. Can you think of anyone else who's received gifts, not necessarily this year, in the last 2,000 years or so, that they need, or shall we say, was appropriate rather than what they asked for? I'll hint. His name begins with J, and you might have... No, not you, Dave. No, this is not about you. Well, I was thinking, actually, of Jesus, right? He wouldn't have had much say in the presence that the Magi, the wise men, brought him. I mean, he'd only just been born, hadn't he, obviously. So, can you remember what he actually got? Well, if you can't remember, Jake can... Oh, good man. Go on, Jake, what? Gold, frankincense and myrrh, thank you. There's some sweets on the way out. On the way out, you can have extra, all right? Alan says. Gold, frankincense and myrrh for a baby. What on earth was that all about? It's not what babies usually get, is it? Gold doesn't sound too bad, though. Gold tells us about Jesus being a king. Gold is for royalty. Honouring him as the King of Kings, because Jesus is everyone's king, whether they like it or not. The Apostle Paul, in one of his letters, told us that one day everyone will kneel and have to accept this. Question is, when is it better to do this, accepting Jesus as our king? Is it best to do it now, when we realise how much he loves us, and how much he loved us so that he suffered and died to bring us into God's family as sons and daughters, or is it better to wait? Seems quite clear to me, best to do it now and for the right reasons. What about the frankincense? Frankincense is nice smelling incense. This sounds fun. You set fire to it so that it smoulders and makes smoke. Nice smelling smoke. Now, we haven't done this in ASM. I think we only have done it once in the 16 years I've been here. But if you go to other churches like Roman Catholic churches or occasionally Wyndham Abbey, they have a sort of an incense weekend. I was there some years ago and they sort of got a bit carried away with it. But incense is a bit weird for a baby as well. The incense represents Jesus' priesthood and being God. Incense is used in worship as a pure offering to God and symbolises holiness for Jesus, his holy life. Because Jesus lived a perfect life, a life we should live, but which we don't. He's our high priest who has brought us to God, if we let him. And then we get on to myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H. Now that's really weird to give a baby. Myrrh is a spice used on dead bodies and reminds us of Jesus' suffering and death to save us. It's used to anoint dead bodies prior to burial, a reminder of what he had to go through for us because of his love for us. I just wonder what his mum and dad thought when Jesus was given that. These weren't the sorts of presents you normally give a baby, but they were suitable for who Jesus was and who Jesus is. And maybe part of the point of it, maybe a large part of the point of it, was to make other people think about who Jesus is, who he was and would become, as much as they were presents to Jesus himself. I mean, if he'd been given normal toys, we wouldn't be talking about Jesus very much, would we, if he'd been given a rattle or something like that. Can you think of anyone else who's been offered a present, a wonderful present that they need, rather than necessarily what they want? I'm thinking about, well, anyone have a guess, go on. Lots of people. Thank you. Us. Yeah. All of mankind. The human race. God gave us Jesus that day. He was born 2,000 years ago. Then grew up to be a person who lived a perfect life. Taught so well. Healed people. Died for you and me. And then God raised him to life again. And God gave us him, not because God thought it would be nice for us, but because we need him. question for us all. Do we know the love of God in our lives? If we don't, maybe we don't realise our need for Jesus. Do we know that God holds us in his hands and will see us through all that this life can throw at us? If we don't, maybe we haven't realised that God has given us Jesus. Are we confident that God will take us to be with him forever when this life is over? Are we not sure about that? Well, we can be, because God gave his one and only Son, with a big S, so that whoever believes in him, puts their trust in him, will not perish but have eternal life. Unless we have Jesus, unless we've accepted that we need forgiveness for the lives we are leading, for our attitudes and the things we do, then we won't realise we need him, but we do. And when we do accept that, when we admit that we're in a mess that we can't put right ourselves, when we come to him for the forgiveness he longs to give us, he will forgive us. He will make us new. Paul talks about us being a new creation. And then we can start to live for him, to live our life knowing that God loves us. We'll want to do things his way rather than our own way. Then we will know his guidance, his love and support throughout the rest of our lives and beyond. Question for us all is, do we actually want that? That's a decision we all have to make, one way or the other. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you've given him to us. You have offered us the forgiveness that we need. You've offered to turn our lives around. Please, will you make it clear to us what we need to do? Amen.